Mental health. COVID-19 and the lockdown have increased anxiety, loneliness, alcohol consumption and domestic abuse. Many health and social care workers are experiencing stress, and even PTSD symptoms, as a consequence of working on the front line during the crisis. Unemployment will further worsen mental health. Preventing this needs a society prioritizing solidarity over competition. The NHS has never adequately dealt with mental illness. Victorian asylums eventually closed, supposedly replaced by care in the community. This would have been good if community mental health services, housing and other services met needs, but they didn't. Insufficient funding, then brutal cuts, resulted in big increases in homelessness, addiction and other problems. After traditional industries were closed and public services cut in the 1980s, support networks in working class communities fragmented. Increasing pressures at school, university, work, including PTSD among ex-armed forces, and financial pressures, have all contributed to worsening mental health. The NHS had only 18,179 mental health beds in 2019, paying £1.8 billion for a further 8,942 private beds. US corporations like the Priory Group now run more than 1 in 8 mental health beds. In 2016, Priory was taken over by Acadia Healthcare from another US corporation, Advent International, which owned Poundland until 2010. Acadia paid £80 million interest over the next 2 years on the money it borrowed to buy Priory. However, it took £170 million interest from Priory on money it lent it. Lending money from parent companies to subsidiaries at high interest rates, registration in tax havens, and similar dodges, suck huge sums from the NHS, its staff and patients. Meanwhile, desperately ill patients get shunted across the country because there are too few beds. Private mental hospitals should be nationalized and integrated with the NHS, without compensating wealthy shareholders. Mental illness needs a big increase in local hospital beds, so patients are not isolated from their families and friends. There needs to be a massive increase in public funding of community mental health services, access to talking therapies, not limited to just a few sessions as now, art therapy, eating disorder and addiction services, which are essential to help people regain and maintain good health. Medication can be helpful, but if a substitute for the lack of other services, benefits pharmaceutical company profits, not patients. Youth services, sports and leisure facilities, community centers and libraries holding free events, arts, music, and drama, all help boost mental well-being, but have been decimated by local councils implementing Tory government cuts. Local authorities must be fully funded by central government to ensure that these vital services can be restored and extended. The NHS needs a complete reorganization of the way in which mental health services are delivered. Health workers, patients and the wider community should democratically decide how needs are met,